Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hutton Orbital Bulletin, bringing you, finally, a brief about what's barreling along in this galaxy. I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And I'm Mike Oxlong.
And I'm Flossie.
And I'm Buck Naked, as usual.
And the guy not reading the script has got the studio bong, but I think he's just passed it on to Mike. Anyway, on with the headlines.
Thargoid approach resistance broached.
Don Cum wins in Han Ring.
Notorious trucker does time after crime rap fine.
Fellowship of the Wing in painful colonia insertion.
Radioactive paint not connected to mysterious faints.
Retreat complete as Hot Coal sweeps back to clean sheet.
In business news, all the latest from this week's Hot Pit team.
And I'll be bringing you updates on current movers and shakers from the community goals.
First tonight, with morale dropping due to Thargoid invasion slowly shaving society with its pincers and spreading glowing green goo everywhere, many commanders have chosen instead to live each day like it's their last and gorge themselves on a banquet of engineering materials, community goal decals and billion credit skimmer stacks. Alvin has issued a bite on sight order to any commander spotting Thargoid sitting on his Ferdi Lance's canopy, shitting in his garden, attacking passing wildlife, making strange alien noises late at night and demanding to be let into places they don't actually live. Anyone seeing these Thargoid menaces is authorized to exterminate on sight. Put that Thargoid in a box and fly it to the nearest uninhabited Earth-like, or simply squirt it with water and shout "Shoo!" loudly. My apologies, the auto cue is on the blink. That is supposed to say cats. Anyone actually paying attention, however, has been watching the real encroaching eight-sided menace with interest, and our contact at Canon Interstellar, Atrus 5060, has confirmed that the battlefront has moved to La Cosa Enterprise in Argestiz and Skvortsky Orbital in 63G Capricorni. With 50% of the targets from last week successfully defended from a good goo glooping, only the Spocks won't be living long and prospering. Deneb Al-Jendi will be singularly Thargoid-free. Any pilots available to divert the Thargoids away from Hutton space is called to bring the hunt for non-human signal sources in either of these systems and give the trespassers a damned good drubbing. Canon Interstellar has also released a companion application to the Hutton Helper, allowing commanders to indicate exactly where the nasty Thargoid interdicted them, and quite how traumatized they were about the experience. For further details, please refer to the Hutton Orbital notice boards.
Breaking news from the Don Cum ambassador. Not only has he recovered from his squeaky near miss on being castrated last week, but his team of Don Cum green bucket bandits have taken the system over. After years of not bothering doing anything, they've shot first, grabbed the Wookiee by the short and curlies, and taken control of Han. The ambassador's first edict was to open the first galactic office of silly names. Brian of Cox Ring, Lord Lucan of Licky End, and Helga of Haghole were the first to put their hands up and take office in the Don Cum. Congratulations, Green Bucketeers, and we look forward to your ongoing efforts in making the galaxy just that little bit more silly.
In a turn of events that has shocked the music industry throughout the galaxy, former Hutton mug rapper and packager extraordinaire Muggy Smalls, not to be confused with Fusty Smalls, the pseudonym of the Don Cum ambassador, has renamed himself the Notorious MUG after a friendly fire incident in Luffman 16 left him with a kind of notoriety usually reserved for gangster fappers. I'm sorry, it's the auto cue again. Gangster rappers. His renaming comes as a protest against the Pilots Federation that not only listed him on the most wanted list in the galaxy, but ensured that his blacked out Ferdi Lance has been pulled over for a stop and search scan every 10 minutes for the last 3 days. His home has been turned over by the feds at least twice, and the Empire is looking into his mum's plant pot collection to see whether any of them are onion head. His response?
This is 'cause I's a tracker, innit?
The Fellowship of the Wing, a collection of hotbox commanders, former truckers and allies, finally achieved their life's dream, a system to call home. The only problem was that due to a clerical error, they were awarded a presence in Signalis, which is in Colonia, which is a long way from anywhere that they wanted. Also, none of them are in Colonia. Also, there's another pilot group stationed there who were less than impressed that a motley crew of an old beardy dude, some chap in leather with an attitude, a rather suspicious-looking pointy-eared chap, that bloke from all those films, and a bunch of short asses were en route to survey the system. As they reached the halfway point, Universal Cartographics issued a public apology for the mix-up and suggested that they might find the treasure that they're looking for over in Morgor. But one does not simply jump to Morgor from halfway to Colonia. That's what they're doing. There are concerns that a funny-eyed, pale-skinned, strange-talking character has been seen lurking just behind their convoy, muttering to himself. But after police investigations, Hutton can exclusively reveal that it's Harry Potter, and not some fictional character from a fantasy novel.
With both Hutton Space and Fort Mugg in full outbreak situation this week, the Pilots Federation have been at pains to point out that the pots of pulsing paint they've been placing in stations throughout the galaxy are not in fact radioactive, and the strange burns, itching, hair loss and impotence outbreak throughout Hutton is absolutely nothing to do with them. They have, however, advised that no matter how sexy looking your anaconda is, you shouldn't lick it.
In what appears to be a regular weekly update these days, we have news of yet another complete retreat. Yes, Alvin's diet has come to its final conclusion. Hot Coal are down to just the two systems. No more wars, no more elections. Just Hutton Moon and the hydroponic farms of Doritos left. With this peace in place, St. John Hawk, after being expelled from Hot Coal for doing the wrong thing for the right reason, took a brief return to the bubble to collect his Corvette. Then the Hanky broadcast a panic that things were going too well, and if Hot Coal didn't kick themselves in the nuts again really rapidly, they'd be expanding somewhere silly. Realising he needed to get to Hot Coal Space ASAP for emergency action, St. John Hawk is flying back as we speak in a fully armoured, no time to dismount weapons 18 light year range Corvette. We reckon he'll be in time for the first war in the new system. And now, a few reports from our extra special reporters. Back over to you, Mike Oxlong.
Thank you, Rudy. In business news, after 3 days of virulent mods outbreak in Hotton Space, things are starting to take a turn for the better. Dedicated commanders have been trucking medicines all over the place, and as a result, Alpha Centauri has poked its head out from under the duvet and is contemplating taking a shower and maybe having a look in a biscuit tin. Unfortunately, Wolf 359 is still drowning in a sea of sticky stuff and could really do with a few extra pills, you know, the great big angular ones weigh about a ton each, filled with medicine. The good news for entrepreneurial truckers is that they have deep pockets and are free with the readies, so that shiny but expensive upgrade might not be so far off if you can help out. Truckers are reminded that in times of outbreak, no one is that fussed about painting little pictures of the baddies on your hull, and any bounties you might feel like handing in will be pretty much ignored. The situation should rectify itself within the next 24 hours or so as the happy pills kick in, so hold on to any that you have lying around and pop back when we're all feeling a little better. News from Colonia remains pretty much the same, possibly a little outdated. Surrounded by boxes and packing tape, the Hot Coal administration waits for the eagerly anticipated retreat from Pythias, which still hangs in the balance, we think. Unknown commanders, somewhat dazed from the long journey and still eager to help Alvin, are still taking missions for Hot Coal, driving our influence up and threatening the possibility that we simply won't have time to clean up the place and making us stay around for yet another unwanted expansion. Please, truckers, work for anyone but Hot Coal in Pythias. Now, it's time
Except,
for the weather
report. Of course, if we're not in by this.
Whee! Well, look at that. You see, these are old envelopes take a little while to get there from Colonia.
It's clearly. A long way from Colonia.
It is, yes.
Just work for anyone but hot coal. There you go.
That's always a good one, yes. So, now, time for the weather report from all the CGs with Commander Flossie, the galaxy's foremost mother-trucking fuel rat. Are you there, Flossie?
Yes, I can hear you. Exciting news from this CGs this week. There are two CGs taking place at Bobco City in the Nari system to defend the Sim Archive from potential Thargoid attack. Commanders who are asked to deliver beryllium, semiconductors and reinforced mounting plates, as well as hand in bounty vouchers for killing ships on the Nari Justice Party wanted list. Further details can be found on the Hutton Orbital Radio Truckers CG event page or in the CG sub-forum on the Frontier Forums. And that's it for this week.
Thank you, Commander Flossie. And that was it from Hutton's rather later than normal bite-sized bit.